This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of importance and interest to people here in Central Texas. And this one is of real importance to me. I started working with these folks, gee whiz, a long, long time ago. And was happy to do so because I learned from the people at Family Elder Care that all of us can be lifesavers at a very moderate cost. Family Elder Care partners with older adults to create stability, dignity, and well-being. And a longtime member of the team, Virginia Larson, who's in charge of development and events, and she's got a big event coming up this week, is on the line. Virginia, fans from fans, this Friday. I want to touch on that in a second, but first of all, I saw something on social media of an empty warehouse floor.
Yes.
And it was quite effective. The message is, you really need fans. You're out of fans right now. And for those people who live in an air-conditioned world, their house, their car, their workplace, who needs these fans?
Well, the highest need right now is older adults over 60. About 50% of the people who come and receive fans are older adults. Some of them living isolated without support from family and friends. And those are the ones that we're most concerned about. And for those individuals, we actually have wonderful volunteers who deliver fans to them, to their doors, help them set them up and make sure that the air is circulating to help them feel better and prevent heat-related illness.
Yeah. These people don't have the benefit of the air conditioning that the rest of us take for granted.
They do not. Well, one of the main reasons is because the average person who receives a fan just gets over $1,000 a month, and that includes their utilities, food, basic necessities, and having the additional cost of running an air conditioning in the summertime is just something they can't even consider. Mm. That's why it's so important to have fans, because the fans only cost a minimal amount to run every day, approximately 25 cents, under 25 cents to run for the day. And that really makes a huge difference in their lives.
So are you out of fans right now?
We are. Currently, we are struggling to keep up with the demand, and we're having to limit the amount of fans that we give people for their homes. So right now, we are in desperate need of donations of fans, physical fans, and then also funds, because the funds help us purchase fans at a discounted rate and we can buy in bulk. So that's where the funds will come in, and the physical fans are really great. The highest need right now is for the tower fans with remote controls, because we have several people who are non-ambulatory, so they can't get out of their beds or their chairs, and it makes it really difficult for them to adjust the speed of the fan and things such like that. So
Hard to imagine.
The type of donations that we really appreciate, because we get the box fans at a discounted rate, but those smaller oscillating or tower fans are really important for those donations.
Right. And like you said, if people donate actual money to Family Elder Care, which of course is a 501c3 nonprofit, you have buying power. You have you have connections. You know where
we
to get the best deals.
We can.
This is not your first hot summer.
It is not. In fact, it's our 33rd
summer
that we've done the fan drive. We started the fan drive in 1990. That year we gave out about 50 fans. And now our average is just over 7,000 fans per year. Last year we gave out 7,600 fans.
Wow.
Helping over 10,000 people, because there's more than one person in the household that benefit from the fans. In fact, pets are also benefiting from the fans.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And one thing that I heard talking with someone from Family Elder Care years ago, you also have to get in there and tell people it's okay to open up your windows and put these fans in. You've got people that are living in fear and basically cooking themselves because they're afraid to open the windows.
Well, in some situations, it might not be safe to open the windows, but yes, for outside elements that we can't control. However, it is really important to open the windows to allow circulation. That's why we give out a minimum of two fans, one to pull in air and one to push it out so that the air can be circulating in the home. That's what makes it most effective.
All right. Now, Fans from Fans is happening this coming Friday, the 14th.
Yes.
And it'll run from 7 in the morning till 7 p.m. And this is where you're inviting people to bring some fans.
Correct. This is the opportunity for the community to get involved, to support Family Elder Care's efforts to collect fans and to raise funds for the Summer Fan Drive. Also, I'd like to mention that those funds also support our annual programming that help people stay stably housed, connected to benefits and things like that. So it's not only just supporting people who need fans, but any excess funds go towards supporting our annual mission.
Uh-huh. Now, what's included in that mission beyond the fan drive, which was my first introduction to family elder care? What are the services that you provide for older adults here in Central Texas?
Well, we provide many services, all of them focusing on keeping our community stably housed, financially secure, healthy, creating an equitable environment, and staying supported. And we have case managers that help support them in their specific individual needs, like connecting them to resources that they may not know are available to them. And we help to, you know, prevent and break down those barriers in life so that we can create a more inclusive and supportive Central Texas for older adults and adults with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, we're lifelong partners for some individuals who don't have support from family and friends, and we are their advocates, and we are the ones who identify what their needs are and how they can receive support from Family Elder Care and other resources that are available to them.
It's just the idea of somebody being all alone and not mm-hmm. having anybody to come see them
yeah.
or come look after them. How right. do you find those people, or how do they find you?
Well, I have a story that kind of answers and gives an explanation of that. We get referrals from a lot of different areas, you know, doctors, social workers, other nonprofits. But just recently, we got a call from Austin EMS, and he received a call from an 86-year-old woman who was on her oxygen tank, who was non-ambulatory. So she was confined to her home, and her air conditioning went out.
Mm.
So her and her caregiver were not able to stay cool. And with someone who has medical concerns already, it's life-threatening when they don't have air conditioning. So we partner with anyone and everyone who knows about family elder care, knows about our services, just to keep people, you know, living in a healthy, inclusive, and supportive space, you know, whether that's from a fan, whether that's helping them manage their finances, provide housing. You know, we go from a long line of different ways that we support our community. You know, it's not just older adults, or it's also people who have disabilities and don't have an advocate.
And your work extends beyond the Austin city limits, correct?
Correct.
Stretching out
correct.
More.
So we're
Texas.
In Travis and Williamson County and part of Hays County.
Mm-hmm.
The Summer Fan Drive actually extends to 14 different counties in Central Texas. That's our furthest reaching program. The majority of our programs are focused on the Austin area and Williamson County.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Virginia Larson, who's with Family Elder Care. Their website is familyeldercare.org. And they've got the Fans from Fans Drive this Friday, the 14th. Again, from 7 in the morning till 7 o'clock, all the Roger Beasley Mazda dealerships, Roger Beasley South down on the Motor Mile, Central, which is Burnett Road,
yes,
and the Roger Beasley in Georgetown. You can just stop by and make a donation or bring some fans. And it's cool when you start to see that mountain of fans build up, and then
really is.
And then your people take them off in trucks and get them delivered as soon as possible. Also, KXAN. Yes. A longtime supporter over on MLK. You can pull into their parking lot. Good luck trying to park. It's pretty crowded there.
Yeah, and it's mostly drop off. It's come
yeah,
and go.
Yeah. And Whittlesey Landscape. And they've got a couple of locations here in the yeah. area as well.
And we'll be accepting donations at the Whittlesey Landscape Supplies in Round Rock on I-35.
Okay, that one.
Yeah,
because
yes.
the one in East Austin is really out of the way, really hard.
It is hard to get to.
Yeah.
And so that's why we're just extremely excited and grateful to Roger Beasley Mazda and KXAN for also having drop-off locations. So we have five this year. Last year we had three.
Oh.
And so this year I'm anticipating that we'll make it easier for people to donate north and south, all the way from Georgetown down to Slaughter, with Roger Beasley down in Slaughter. So
Yeah.
super excited to see everyone come out to support the summer fan drive, and extremely grateful for those of our sponsors and people who have already donated to the fan drive and are supporting our mission to keep our Central Texas neighbors cool this summer.
Yes, you don't have to wait until Friday.
No, you don't. You can
Yeah.
donate now. You can go to summerfandrive.org. There's a donate button up in the top right corner where you can click on that and donate to the summer fan drive.
Okay, let me make a note of that.
Yes,
Summerfandrive.org.
summerfandrive.org. There's other ways to get involved. We have groups of people, our team drives that collect fans. We have sponsors. There's volunteer opportunities all summer to deliver fans to people who are not able to get to our distribution partners. We have 29 distribution partners all over Central Texas that help us distribute the fans. Without them, we would not be as successful as we are. So we're really grateful to them. And today, I'm really in need of volunteers for our actual event, because we have different volunteer opportunities starting at 5:30 a.m. all the way to 8:30 a.m. So if you have time, we definitely need volunteers to help us unload vehicles and help us stack fans and deliver fans down to our warehouse, things like that. So
It is not a stretch to say, by donating to Family Elder Care, by buying a fan and bringing that to one of these locations, or to volunteer, you are literally saving somebody's life.
oh, literally, you are. You know, heat is the highest weather-related killer. People don't always realize that, because people are suffering all by themselves. It's not a tornado that's going to sweep through your town, or a hurricane. It's a silent killer, you know, and it's heartbreaking to know that there are people out there suffering who don't know about the summer fan drive, who don't know that there is relief that comes from a fan, you know, and they're free to the people who need them most. So
Yeah. Well, you guys do great work
thank
and
you.
have been for now 33 years
Yes.
doing the fan drive. And
Yes, 33 years.
the need is greatest right now.
It is.
No telling what it's going to be like in August.
When we have consecutive triple digit days like we're going to have next week,
Yeah.
it's life threatening.
Yeah, it really is. And those little fans can help keep somebody alive, and that's not a
They
stretch.
do.
So, Virginia, thank you very much for your time. And again, familyeldercare.org, summerfandrive.org, and the fans from fans are happening. That event is happening this coming Friday, the 14th, all day long, 7 in the morning to 7 at night, at the three Roger Beasley locations, KXAN's parking lot, Whittlesey Landscape in Round Rock, and well, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for having me. I'm so grateful for community partners like you that help us spread the word that people out there can really truly make a difference in the lives of other community members.
Again, that's Virginia Larson from Family Elder Care, familyeldercare.org, summerfandrive.org, and fans from fans this coming Friday, the 14th. I'm Kevin Connor. I welcome your comments on today's program and suggestions for topics you would like to hear on future episodes of the Sun Radio Regional Report. Just reach out to us at studio@sunradio.com.